Revelation Radio. Explore the sound shaping subculture. Tune in to 101.9 CFRC Wednesdays from 11 to noon to uncover revelations mixed into music from across the alternative scene, underground, and across the globe.
No rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Revelation Radio, Wednesdays at 11.
Welcome to Songwriters from Here and Away. This is a show that focuses on new and established songwriters from Atlanta, Canada, across Canada, and around the world. Hello, and thanks for tuning in. My name is Robert Campbell. I've selected some songs this week. They're tighter mix, kind of more in your face, like you're in the room with the artist. Also have a few songs that have production and more of a full sound to them, but I've chosen from across Canada and some new, some old, plus one from the States even. I'll tell you all about the artists as we go, and as always, I will do my best to have links to the artists online through the webpage. So here we go. Let's start with Meredith Moon. She's got a new album out called From Here to the Sea, and it's produced by Colin Linden. So you can rest assured there'll be good guitar work in there for sure. And Gary Craig and Johnny Diamond were playing the rhythm section, the well-known rhythm section here in Canada. This track is East City Blues.
Cross the river, walk the old train line. I'm leaving my porch for the morning light, 'cause the lilacs smell better on the old east side. I'm leaving these crab apples far behind. Everywhere I go, nothing to do. So now I'm just heading straight for those East City Blues. East City Blues. Gonna take a while just to heal these East City Blues. Well, how I got back here, I don't know, but a decade's a mighty long time ago. And old James on the corner really don't know shit, but he's starting to wear on my confidence. He's every single color of the West City Hue, but I'm painted every color of these East City Blues. East City Blues. Gonna take a while.
Take a while. plain to see those words didn't ring true. 'Cause there's a small fire that goes out, your hopes start heading south. She felt that way, she didn't know what to do. It was one kiss, one night, a long time ago. She lit a spark that quickly turned to flame. But small lies and the goodbyes, I guess I got a ghost. Should have been the hint, she didn't feel the same. She didn't feel the same. She'll be my ruin, she'll be the death of me. She'll be my dog days of summer, she'll be the edge of my seat. She'll be my ruin, she will be my end. She'll be the edge of my seat. She'll be my ruin. She will be my end. I've had a taste of her love, but I can't go back again. I can't go back again.
A track by Mark Bezanson. It's called Ruin. Mark lives out in the Annapolis Valley of Nova Scotia. This next track is by Brock Davis, and he's from California. This is a co-write with Ann Kenny and Brock Davis and yours truly from a couple of years ago, and Brock released it on his recent album. It's out there online. Here it is. Any Lie.
Silence with the TV on. We go to bed, I hear your steady breath. I wanna hold you, you're already halfway gone. And I'd do anything to keep you. Any lie you wanna hear, I say them all to make it true. What will it take for you to stay? You need, not tell you. Any lie, any lie.
someone like you would want someone like me. Wore my disguise of confidence, and I hid the truth where I hoped you couldn't see.
Someone's getting beat. A bum on the corner shuffles his feet. There's something in the water. Cadillacs with tinted glass, holy rolling slowly past. There's nothing moving very fast. There's something in the water. A little more before the well runs dry. Pray for a little rain. The big red sun falls from the sky, but you feel it getting hotter. But there must be something in the water. Well, things have got a funny taste. Seems to be such a waste. The elements can't be traced. There's something in the water. Rub your hands, you can't miss the final chapter of the Judas Kiss. Waiting on the apocalypse, there's something in the water. Drink a little more before the well runs dry. Pray for a little. Great sun is gonna fall from the sky, but you feel it getting hotter. Well, there must be something in the water. Thank you. cover of the book is worn, the spine is cracked, the page is torn, they're buying Bibles, pawning porn, there's something in the water. I can feel the factories start to shake, the beams and bearings crack and break, there's ripples rising in the lake, there's something in the water. In the water. In the water. In the water.
That is Mr. Brent Mason from New Brunswick, not the Brent Mason guitar player from Nashville. He gets confused for that guy quite often, I bet. But that was Something in the Water. And Brent Mason is also an author. He's got some books out. You can check it out. He's got a great one I've got sitting on my desk here. It's about the carny life, the carnival. Anyways, that was indeed Something in the Water. Next up, we have a medley, a folk medley. It's called Friendship Song with Memories of Albert Tony. And this is done by Mary Beth Carty. And she is out of Cape Breton. And there's a bit of a note here. The Mi'kmaq name for Cape Breton is Unimagi and translates as Land of the Fog, which makes sense, I think. And Albert Tony was a photographer from Okagamak, the First Nations land there. And this features Morgan Tony on vocals and djembe.
Thank you.
Beth Carty with the Celtic groove happening there. Memories of Albert Tony. This is Songwriters from Here and Away. Please check us out online at sfhaa.ca. We're going to take a short pause. Don't go away. We will be back.
What should you listen to make your Monday mornings that much better? Absolutely Frivolous on CFRC 101.9 FM. We play all kinds of comedy, stand-up, sketch, songs, even poetry, and the occasional interview. Mondays at 10:30 a.m. Tune in or listen to Absolutely Frivolous on our archives page on cfrc.ca.
St. Monday watches over you and me and grants the bone exhausted some liberty.
We know now that in the early years of the 20th century, this world was being watched closely by intelligences greater than man's, yet as mortal as his own. We know now that as human beings busied themselves about their various concerns, they were scrutinized and studied, perhaps almost as narrowly as a man with a microscope might scrutinize the transient creatures that swarm and multiply in a drop of water.
This is Eli with Off the Record on CFRC 101.9 FM. Tune in every Wednesday at 8 p.m. for a wide range of alternative music and just whatever I feel like. And remember,
this is strictly Off the Record.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office and supported by our friends at Modern City Taxi, we're pleased to present Sweat, a new single by local electronic artist Kakao that represents an evolution in his sound. Heavy, hard-hitting electronic dance music, looking toward the future of space and sound expressed in a high-energy, funktastic journey. The new song takes listeners to the forefront of the top tier of Kingston music. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visitkingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Sweat by Kakao on your favorite platforms and enjoy it with us right now here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
tired of the same old playlist? Well, you have two options. Either turn the radio off or turn it up with Power Hour. I'm your host, Disheveled, and we're bringing you the most explosive headbanging rock on the airwaves. From deep cuts from your favorite classic rock bands to the best in up-and-coming rock and roll, we're here to rattle your speakers. Don't miss Power Hour every Thursday night at 7 p.m. here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Since its inception in 2022, CFRC Power Plays has become the number one destination for all things Queens football.
And that is a touchdown for the Gales!
With over 50 million lifetime views, CFRC Power Plays is the defining voice in Queens football coverage.
Looking for Nico Cuomo! Cuomo! My goodness! Nico Cuomo with a touchdown!
Follow us today on Instagram at CFRC Power Plays, your number one spot for rock solid football action.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM. My name is Cindy. This is Absolutely Frivolous. I'm here every week at 10:30. Very happy to be here on this bright, sunny day. Of course, I wore like the most heaviest, warmest clothes today because it's like it was cold when I got to work. Anyway, it's not so cold now. It's going to be a gorgeous day. And I kind of wish, you know, the rest of the winter kind of stayed sort of cold like this and just sunny and bright all winter. But I know that that's not going to happen. I can wish for it. I'm allowed. So if you haven't tuned into this show before, or this shoe, whatever you want to call it, this is absolutely frivolous. And it's been on the air for, I want to say, almost, oh my goodness. Yeah, it's been on the air about 22 years. Not always in this time slot. We've been here a couple months now, like this time slot. It's fun. There are people here in the station. And yeah, it's just a cool little station if you've never been down to CFRC before. Every once in a while, we'll have an open house, so check our website, cfrc.ca, so you can stop by and get a little bit of a tour. A very cool place. A lot of history here, a lot of good vibes here. It's just a lot of fun always to be here. And you know what? Kingston is as well. So CFRC supports many things around Kingston. Our website has a very, very cool weekly community events page. I'm just going to read you some of the things that are coming up this week. Starting tomorrow, of course, is National Truth and Reconciliation Day. Please remember this and act accordingly and sensitively. There will be observance and a community gathering at Confederation Park between 1 p.m. and 5 p.m. tomorrow afternoon here in Kingston, if you're interested. October 1st, there's a few things going on in the evening. It is actually Islamic History Month, so there's going to be an illumination of City Hall in green starting at 6:30 p.m. So if you want to see City Hall in all its glory in a green light to support Islamic History Month, please go on downtown to the main drag of Kingston to our City Hall. There's also going to be karaoke at Time Out Bar and Bistro at 9 p.m. There's going to be a karaoke also at the Mansion at 9 p.m. And Howie Mandel is coming to the Kingston Grand Theater. I grew up with him. I feel like I do, like I've seen him since I was like a kid on TV. I feel like I grew up with this guy. Unfortunately, I won't be able to make it to the show, but if you can get last minute tickets, please go. Kingston Grand Theater. Theater at 7:30 p.m. October 1st, which is the day after tomorrow, Wednesday. And on Thursday, I think Thursday is trivia night days here in Kingston, because you want some great trivia, go to Something in the Water Brewing at 8 p.m. or the Grad Club here in Queens Campus at 8 p.m. or Riverhead out in the West End at 7 p.m., which, being an old person, 7 p.m. seems more reasonable to me. But I also know that a lot of people do 7 to 7 shift work. So 8 p.m. is great for them as well if they get off shift and they have, and it's their Friday, having been someone who's done shift work before. And also very fun Tierna and On karaoke at 9 p.m. Thursdays. And everything is this October 2nd. So have a great time. If you get in to see Howie Mandel, I know he's a bit of a cliche here in Canada. Honestly, he's a very, very funny man, though. Check him out. He's tomorrow night at the Kingston Grand Theater. But we also, because if you're new to this, you don't know that we are a comedy show. In the sense that I play comedy. I'm not funny or anything, but I really enjoy playing different kinds of comedy in the daytime on a Monday morning. So I have two people. At the end of the show, I'm gonna play Michelle Wolf. She's going to talk about writing commercials for people. But we'll start with Langdon Kerman. He's going to talk about relationships. I love this man. I've been following his career off and on. He was in Bless This Mess. He was way back when Comedy Bang Bang was on the air. Oh, just some amazing stuff. Yeah, check him out. He's very funny. We'll start with him. But just, I like to preface everything with, I am so sorry if I forgot to bleep a swear word or if the topics that the comedians are talking about offend anyone. I'm not here to offend anyone. CFRC is not here to offend anyone. It is comedy, so we do push the boundaries. So please enjoy, and I apologize if you're offended. That's not our intention here at Absolutely Frivolous or CFRC in general. So here's Langdon Kerman talking about relationships on Absolutely Frivolous on CFRC 101.9 FM.
My wife thinks that I'm special needs. And yes, she means it in a derogatory way. The other day she called me from work, right? She called me from work and she said this to me verbatim. Verbatim, she said this to me. Now, keep in mind, I have changed some of the words to make me sound better and her sound worse. But verbatim, this is what she said to me. She called me up and she said, "Hey, I'm making chili tonight and I need you to heat up a can of beans." And then she said, and I'll never forget it, she said, "And whatever you do, don't put the can in the microwave." You understand, she told me, her emergency contact, not to put a can in the microwave. And when she said that, I took a deep breath. Very calmly, I said, "Is that what you think of me? That I would put a can in the microwave? You let me put a baby inside of you. A whole me-faced baby in your belly. You leave me alone for hours, completely unsupervised, with that baby. Not to mention all those loose cans of beans." And this whole time, she just been thinking, "Damn, I bet someday he gonna kill himself with the microwave. I bet someday he's gonna put a can of SpaghettiOs in the microwave, push the popcorn button, and blow his whole damn face off. And then our daughter's gonna have to grow up in a world where people refer to her dumb daddy as Orville Dettenbacher." My wife for work, she's a lawyer, right? She does something called nonprofit law, which means that she helps rich people and big corporations do good things with their money. Open charities, start foundations, make the world a more decent, equitable place. That's what she does every single day for a living. And I, on the other hand, recently found out that it's not Chester drawers, it's actually chest of drawers. You understand? I'm 36 years old. I just found out. I was standing in line at IKEA looking at somebody else's box like, holy sh**. The world is a magical and mysterious place. What else don't I know? Is the sky not really blue? Are those things on Morgan Freeman's face not chocolate chips?
I've had some dope-ass experiences without her, right? Like, okay, great example. When I was in college, I lived down the hall from this Asian exchange student, right? And like many Asian exchange students who come to America, this young man opted to change his name. It's a perfectly normal thing that they sometimes do to help with communication and assimilation, just functioning better in this country, I guess, right? Perfectly normal thing. Here's the fun part. When this young man opted to change his name, the name that this small Asian boy chose for himself was Jerome. That's the best thing that's ever happened to me. I've never laughed harder in my life. Do you understand what he did? He ruined everything. He had all the potential in the world. He could have been anything, and he named himself after a black bus driver. He's going to spend the rest of his life, the rest of his human life, he's going to be sending out emails, sending out his resume to employers. They're going to look at the email and be like, Jerome Yang? Yeah, you can't fool me. I know this trick. No, I know this trick. I listen to too much Wu-Tang to fall for this. Nope, Ghostface Killah's not fluent in Mandarin. I know that. Trying to trick me, Jerome. I don't know. My girl's better than me. She's a better person than I am. She's. Are there couples there? Are some of you guys in relationships? Yeah, a few of you. So just polite, just nice folks. Nobody cheered or anything. Yes, we are. It's like a transaction. How long have you guys been dating? 5.5 years. Solid. Do you agree with that? Because he looked at you to check, and then you didn't seem as confident as he did. That's 5.5, that's a long time. That's pretty substantial. I get nervous asking people how they make that work. You know what I mean? My grandparents have been married almost 70 years. They're 68 years into a relationship. That's crazy. Somebody should have died. But like, right, that's a long time. And it's beautiful. Like, I'm proud of that. And it's so inspiring, right? But I have my fear is like, here's my fear. I'm going to go to my grandfather. I'm going to say like, hey, how do you do that? How do you make 70 years work with another person? What's the secret to your relationship? And he's going to be like, oh, man, you got to eat her ass. I didn't want to eat ass. Damn, I was really trying not to eat ass. I'm just saying, man, relationships are, and my girl is so much better than me. She's a way better person. She's like smart and kind, and she don't get embarrassed when she has to read out loud. She's great.
If you enjoy genres like slowcore, post-hardcore, noise rock, math rock, shoegaze, or anything like that, tune into Past Tense, 9 p.m. Wednesdays on CFRC. It also airs 9 p.m. Mondays on luradio.ca and 9 p.m. Thursdays on cjlo.com.
Did you recognize that sound? That's the sound of a healthy, well-cared-for cat. I truly hope you've been lucky enough to hear that sound before. The feral cat population around Kingston and the surrounding areas has grown considerably over the last few years. And thanks to organizations like Kendra's Community Kitties, these feral cats are being fed, medically cared for, spayed, neutered, flea treated, dewormed, given winter shelters, and placed in loving homes whenever possible.
Hundreds of these special animals have been rescued by Kendra, and many of these wonderful felines are purring right now, safe and healthy.
But rescuing and rehoming feral cats isn't easy. It requires an enormous amount of time and effort, and there are a few ways you can help.
You can donate to Kendra's Community Kitties on their website, kckitties.com. Even a small amount will help pay for medication, spay and neutering procedures, and food and supplies to keep these felines sheltered and healthy in the cold winters or extreme heat of the summer. Because some of these kitties are not socialized, Kendra has committed herself to provide 22 dishes of food with fresh water every day, 365 days a year, to six feral colonies. Food prices have increased significantly, so donations of food and money are always needed. Funding assists with the process of finding homes for these cats as well, as it takes time and money to find the right individual or family to be matched with the right kind of cat. You can become a foster family for our feline friends. Go to kckitties.com and learn how you can care for and love a cat or even a family of kittens until they can be moved into their forever homes. At the colonies, Kendra plants the seeds of trust and socializes the feral felines when she brings them food at the same time each and every single day. So they're more accepting of humans when placed with foster families. But fostering a feral cat is no easy task. Kendra cannot take these cats from the colonies unless there are foster homes willing to commit to help these kitties gain trust with humans.
You can adopt one of these special cats or kittens. If you've already been thinking of getting a furry friend, reach out to Kendra at kckitties.com and she'll provide you with all the information you need to make this important decision.
Any help you can offer Kendra's community kitties will be tremendously appreciated. Not only by Kendra, but by the lucky feral felines she rescues.
And hey, maybe, just maybe, one day you'll get to hear
Panda say I love you.
This is Forge Rains, and you're listening to 101.9 CFRC.
Tomorrow's Valentine's Day. That's very exciting for some people. Some people love Valentine's Day. Some people hate Valentine's Day. Whatever it is, do your thing. Love it, hate it, do your thing. But if you want Valentine's Day to be a big deal, tell the person you're with, okay? Don't make them guess. If you like Valentine's Day, if it's important to you, tell them. Be like, I know we've only been dating for 6 minutes, but this holiday is incredibly important to me, so get me stuff. This is the number one thing that drives me crazy about people, and a lot of times it's women. Don't pretend to be easy breezy if you're not easy breezy. If you're not a no drama llama, you know, don't pretend to be a no drama llama if you're like a give a f- duck or I'm gonna freak out trout or it's a big deal eel. I didn't know which animal to pick, so I just went with all three. Probably should have just stopped at duck. This was a very interesting week for me. So this is a weird thing that happens to me every once in a while. Every once in a while, I'll get a call from Kim Kardashian to write something for her. I swear to God, that happens. I've done several things for her now. And I mean, just by looking at me, can't you tell that I can really get inside Kim's brain? We're practically the same people. No, the fact is, I'm just a good writer. That's what it is. I don't know. I wrote a Skims commercial for Kim last year. It was the one, I don't know if you saw this product come out. It was a bra that has these built-in hard nipples. Yep, I don't know. She's the billionaire. And she asked me to write a commercial for that, so I did. And it did very well. So she called me, and she had a new product coming out she wanted me to write a commercial for. It's this Skim shapewear that gives you a fake butt and bigger boobs. Yeah, and she, it's for like, you know, people like, you know, us flat butt nerds over here, who the biggest curve we ever had was the backpack we wore on our back, so. And anytime I write for her, I always give her a couple of stuff, right? And there's always one that is my favorite that I'm absolutely sure she's not going to pick. The one I wrote for this time, for the shapewear, was, it's all based off of a quote from the original Jurassic Park, which was over 20 years ago at this point, but it was all based, this whole commercial was based off of the quote from Samuel L. Jackson when all the dinosaurs are, you know, causing chaos and he has to turn off the power and he goes, hold on to your butts. So the commercial that I wrote was about how it's a crazy time in the world right now and there's no better time than to listen to the great Samuel L. Jackson and hold on to your butts. Now, with skim shapewear, you can get a bigger butt to hold on to. I have a really good ending line for that. Oh, we should all try to make the world a kinder, better place. But in the meantime, hold on to your butts. She didn't want that one, which was fair. The other option I gave her, it was a spoof of Nara Smith. Do you guys know Nara Smith? She's the woman who makes a lot of food from scratch wearing fancy clothes on TikTok. You can look it up later, it's insufferable. She always like places things down on the counter like they're like a endangered baby rhino. It's really, everything about it makes me want to murder her. Wouldn't be hard, she has a tiny neck. Anyway, this is gonna be weird when that is live streamed, right? People are gonna be like, I think she's threatening murder live. This is a spoof off of that. And to be fair, there's been a lot of spoofs of Nara Smith, so it was fair to say no, but it would be Kim doing like, you know, dressed like Nara and doing this elaborate baking and then saying, in a world where there's so much pressure to make everything from scratch, it's nice to have one thing that you can just pull out of the box. And then she takes like a cereal box, you know, out and she just pulls the shapewear out of it. And then you just have a butt out of a box. And sometimes it's okay to cut corners, especially when it gives you curves. I thought that was a pretty good line, right? That's not bad. Anyway, she didn't want that one. The one she ended up picking, which you can enjoy on her Instagram, is I made her the fairy butt mother. And so there's this girl who's in the gym and she's like I don't want to do it anymore. And then Kim appears as the fairy butt mother and she's like, get up. And she's like, I know, I should get up. I should work for the body I want. I should. But she's like, but I'm already doing so much. I'm eating healthy. I'm getting protein. I'm drinking so much water. I'm doing self-care. I'm doing a skincare routine. I'm cold plunging. I'm hot saunaing. She does this whole list. And she's like, can't there just be one thing that's easy, Kim Kardashian? Can't there just be one thing? And they did take out a line that I really liked, which was her listing all this like stuff. Like I'm doing self-care and skincare and I'm socializing and I'm journaling and I had to go. And also I can go on a date with a man who looks like he washes his face with shampoo. So then Kim, you know, she does this whole rant and then Kim just, you know, she does her little fairy thing. She goes bibbity buppity boop and she gives her a butt and boobs and everyone's happy. The hardest part about writing this commercial was trying to not make it sound like it was body shaming, you know, like because it was a fine line between like have a butt if you want one. And ew, look at your body. And I was trying to, you know, skate that line. One of the other news stories I wanted to talk about. So that's just a weird thing that happens to me sometimes. I write for Kim and it's bizarre. It's very bizarre, but you know, it comes up every once in a while and we have a good time. Okay, so the other thing that was happening this week I wanted to talk about was there's been like thousands of earthquakes on Santorini. Do you guys hear about this? There's been like literally thousands of earthquakes on Santorini, which is like there's like a Hellenic volcano like underneath it. That's how all those islands were made to begin with. There's been thousands and thousands of earthquakes and they're felt all around Santorini and almost all the tourists have left and a lot of the residents have left too. And I feel like it's just the island, like, because you know how like so many people that go to Santorini are just like influencers who are just like taking insufferable Instagram pictures. I feel like the island is finally like, just like, get off. I don't want you anymore. Get off. Anyway, there's nothing more to that joke. I just thought it was fun.
This is Glenn Close. on CFRC 101.9 FM on Queen's University campus in Kingston.
Thank you.
I'm Sue.
And I'm Carrie.
And you're listening to CFRC 101.9 in Kingston, Ontario.
We're the good lovelies.
Since its inception in 2022, CFRC